Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Samaya. How can I help you?
Yes, I was just checking my checking account, and it says I gave you guys like $40 for an early health daily, and I have no clue what this company is.
Okay, your first and last name?
Excuse me?
Your first and last name?
First name is Hugh, H-U-G-H. Last name is Morrow, M-O-R-R-O-W.
Okay, Mr. Morrow, for security purposes, please verify your address.
1115 White Oak River Road.
Okay, bear with me one moment. Let's gain access to the account.
Okay.
All right, so I do see here that you have the Meal Balanced Nutrition app, which is an app that focuses on how to use real foods to boost your energy as well as cut sugar and carb cravings, providing you with meal plans and recipe guides to help you eat better, feel better, and do better. This subscription does have a monthly fee of $39.85. And I'm showing that you entered a contest to win an iPad Pro.
I went for a free thing through Publisher Sweepstakes where I gave tokens to win an iPad, but
okay.
I never gave information or anything else to get a healthy, what you just said, because I don't even have the, program on my phone.
Yeah, so you actually have to download it. Once the account is created, we do send the credentials for you to sign into that website. Now, as a part of that sweepstakes entry, do you recall confirming that you are 18 years and older, as well as agreeing to the terms and conditions in order to enter that sweepstakes, as well as receive the product if won?
No, I did not.
Okay, so again, in order to receive the to enter the contest, you do have to agree to our terms and conditions. And in the terms and conditions, it actually allows you a chance to decline the offer for Meal Balance. But if not, it does, of course, tell you where to call into council as well.
Okay, because like I said, I did not give permission to give $40 a month for this, whatever this thing is.
Yes, sir. Now, again, with you agreeing to our terms and conditions, that was actually the permission because it does ask you, if that's something that you're interested in. Now, I definitely understand that the $39.85 is a bit pricey. So what I would love to do is provide you with my employee discount, which will bring it down to $20 a month.
No, ma'am. I would like to cancel this and get my money back is what I'd like to do.
Okay. Now, typically all sales are final with those monthly subscriptions. Give me just a moment. Let me see when you were charged.
And how long have I been charged?
So it looks like you signed up for this product in August.
No, ma'am. I don't apply for things like this. I'm a diabetic, and I have a doctor that I go to. I don't need a app on my phone.
Yes, sir. Now, again, it does give you the chance to decline the offer. If you don't decline it, Mr. Morrow, that's how you are enrolled. So because you didn't decline the offer for Meal Balance, that's how you ended up with the Meal Balance app. Now, of course,
I
am able to go ahead and get the account canceled out. As well as provide you with a 75% refund for the current charges on the account.
All right. Well, at least I'm getting something back for something that I didn't apply for or agree to.
Okay, and I definitely apologize for the inconvenience of this. Bear with me one moment. Let me go ahead and get that account canceled as well as that refund issue back to the account. Now, with the refund, it does take about 3 to 5 business days for the refund to reflect into the account.
Okay.
Give me just a moment. Okay.
Damn, 7 months. Holy cow.
So we're going to give you a refund back in the amount of $29.88, as well as cancel the account. Once I have the account canceled, I am able to provide you with that cancellation code, okay?
Okay, so it's going to be more than just $29. It's going to be for the last 7 months?
Oh, it's definitely not going to allow me to go back the months to get it back either. Because once the month that you've suppressed the 30 days, it's not going. The system is not going to allow us to issue a refund. Because it is a 30-day trial. I mean, a 30-day subscription. I'm sorry.
Well, I guess I'll have to go to the bank and go talk to my lawyer.
Okay, and I definitely understand that you're willing to go to the bank as well as talk to your lawyer. However, whenever you do a dispute with the bank, they are going to reach out to the merchant. And with them reaching out to the merchant will have to provide information confirming that these are that these charges are valid. In turn, they are going to hold you accountable for those transactions. The furthest it will let me go back, Mr. Merrill, is actually 3 months, okay?
Say that one more time.
I said the furthest it will allow me to go back is only 3 months.
Okay. Yeah, can you at least do that for me, please?
Yes, sir. Bear with me one moment.
I know it's not your fault. It's just I don't understand how I get this because I never apply or go through something like this before. And what little money I do make in the last, like, 2.5 weeks, I can't afford to pay $40 for something I don't use. And even if there was a 30-day thing to cancel it, I never applied for it to receive it at all.
Okay, bear with me just a moment. All right, thank you so much for patiently holding with me. So I did go ahead and get the account canceled as well as those refunds issued back. Now you'll have two refunds in the amount of $39.85, and the other one will be in the amount of the $29.88. Now with those refunds, again, it does take 3 to 5 business days for the refunds to reflect into the account. But I did go ahead and issue everything on my end for you today, okay?
All right. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer service. You have a wonderful day.
You too as well. Thank you.
Now
I can pay my bills.
Yes, sir.
Bye.
Bye.